Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome.
Hi there. So what'd you eat this weekend? And did what you eat satisfy you? Did it make you feel like you were living in heaven and just floating on a cloud? Satisfaction level is so important with this way of life because the more satisfied you are, the more tapped in you are to your intuition and your body. The more satisfied you are, the more connected you are to your body. When you become satisfied with a meal, you know you have literally just hit every nutritional aspect of what the body was asking for. Like you hit the spot. You just know exactly what the body was saying. Oh, I hit all of it. And it's such a good feeling. Being satisfied is such a good feeling because like you can eat and it just feels good and satisfying as opposed to that haven't eaten enough. I haven't eaten the right thing. You can eat two big bowls of pasta. And if it's not what your body was asking for, you're not going to feel satisfied and you're not going to fill up the nourishment that it needs. The vitamins and whatever else your body's asking for, they're lacking then. And that's how you know whether you've been satisfied or not, whether your body is done or not, if your body got what it needed. If you tapped in, is how satisfied you feel after a meal. Or as you eat the meal, like every bite that you take should be amazing. If you're eating food that does not taste amazing, that doesn't say, wow, this shit is fucking delicious, then you're not tapping in. You're just not. It's the biggest clue that you're tapped in just by how wonderful the food is as you eat it. How wonderful it feels going down in your mouth as you taste it. When you swallow it in your stomach, you're going to sense this feeling of, oh man, that's so good. I made a wonderful meal for Father's Day yesterday with my husband, and it was so freaking good. It was so amazing. Every bite, delicious. I also made a cup of coffee for myself this morning. I'm trying to move into non-dairy because I noticed that when I stopped drinking milk. I don't know. My body's been calling for no milk for probably over a year, but I am a coffee drinker and my coffee is just so good with milk. I love it. The taste of the milk with the coffee, amazing to me. So delicious. But my body's been asking for a transition out of it. Like I just keep getting these thoughts. I kept getting these thoughts like try the almond. And every time I would go to do the milk, it's like my body would tell me, no, don't do it. And I ignored it because I tried listening a couple times and the coffee tasted so shitty to me that I just couldn't do it. So we all have these challenges, right? But then finally, I ended up listening and my body's never felt better from this transition out of cow's milk every morning. I have a new level of energy when it comes to even drinking the coffee and the tea. I don't have these crashes anymore. My body just feels better without the cow's milk. And it sucks. And I'm going to be real about it. It sucks because I freaking cannot find anything that tastes as good as a cup of coffee with milk. I can't. I'm still searching. I do this almond milk and tea because coffee and almond milk, I have not found to be delicious unless it's cold. And I like a hot cup of coffee. So anyway, long story short, this morning I made myself a cup of coffee, but I put too much sugar in it. I put too much sugar because I tried this morning. I tried something different. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to try hot almond milk with instant coffee because the instant coffee with the almond milk cold is delicious, but I'm still searching for that hot drink. So I made this cup of coffee this morning for myself with the instant coffee and the almond milk. And when I tasted it, it needed a little more sugar. So I put some more sugar in it. And I was like, okay. So I tasted it. It was like too much sugar. I took another sip and it was like, oh, too sweet, too sweet. And I had to dump it. I had to dump it and start it over because I knew that was not going to be enjoyable. And I was not going to sit and drink this cup of coffee, you know. And I have had moments where I've forced myself through the coffee. I'm like, I'm not going to make another cup. You know, I'm not going to go through all that. I'm just going to drink this. And it's just hellacious drinking the whole cup. Like, it's just like, you got to plug your nose, like taking medicine you don't want. That's a huge clue that your body does not want it. So pay attention. Pay attention. If your body says no, if it doesn't have any enjoyment when you're eating it or drinking it, then you need to throw it out and start over. You want it to be like yesterday's experience with the food, with dinner, with my husband. It's like every bite was amazing. Every bite was amazing. And when it stopped becoming amazing, then I knew I was satisfied. I had enough. My body had enough. My body was done. My body was like, yeah, you're good now. We got plenty of nutrients. You're good. All right. It's simple. Like your body will talk to you. Now, when it's not simple, it's because you're going through emotion. You're going through emotion. It's point blank, period. If you can't tell whether you're satisfied or not, it's because your emotions are covering up your cues. What do I tell you for that? 5-minute reset. Don't eat if you're feeling emotional. If the food is not good while you eat it, don't eat it. If you set something up inside of yourself and you're like, okay, I'm going to eat this meal. I want this. You go to cook it. And then when you're like, right before you go to, you get some type of emotion, like the kids, and you get in a little spat or something. Like me and my 10-year-old, like they're all so beautiful and independent. Like that's my journey, is learning how to be a patient, wonderful mother that lets them be who they are. But it's going to annoy you sometimes. It annoys me because my parents didn't teach me that. My parents didn't teach me independence. They taught me that I was supposed to be their little soldier. Well, my father anyway, my mom, she taught us independence. But it's hard overcoming, you know, generational stuff. And sometimes that'll bring up a lot of emotion. So I'll go to eat something after. Nope. You got to put it away. Put it away. Doesn't mean that you don't want it, but you know that you're not, it's not time to eat because you're feeling emotions. Listen to yourself. You know, this, all that, the intuitive eating is just a journey back to you. That's it. It is, to me, the most direct way to enlightenment for so many of us that have gone through eating disorders and dieting, worlds of dieting and just constant dieting. And but those of us that have been pulled away from ourselves, from the simplest thing, which is eating. You turn back to you. You heal your emotions. You eat intuitively. You're going to be so tapped into source that you're going to have no other choice, but a whole new world is going to open up for you. You're going to become so powerful. Every time you sit and you do a 5-minute reset, every time you say no to food because you're emotional, anytime you say yes to food, that you want to say yes to, and you trust yourself and you're like, God, I'm going to listen to myself today. I'm going to say yes to that fucking cake. Do you know how beautiful that is? To be able to just eat that piece of cake and you're like, wow, this was amazing. And you didn't care about your past dieting behaviors. You didn't care about weight gain. You trusted your body. You trusted it. That is like next level, because you're not just trusting your body, you're trusting your spirit, you're trusting your source, you're trusting your intuition. You're saying, you're giving your power to the greatest power there is and becoming one with that power. You're saying yes to bringing that power in. You're saying yes to bringing that spirit into your life and you become one whole completely with it, and you live as your highest self. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's a powerful thing. And you will see yourself become more and more powerful and live life happy. How beautiful, right? All right, if you need any help, I'm coaching, Martita@MartitaRobinson.com. Reach out. And if you're finding yourself still going through lots of emotions, get over to the Happy Eater podcast. Link in the description. All right, love you. Bye.